The Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Invite you to be seated. Reformation Sunday. And if you are wondering, now why did we sing that newer version of A Mighty Fortress? Think again, that's actually the old traditional version, the more less syncopated one, is that the right word, Dave? Is the newer one. It's from the 18th century. This goes back to the 16th. This is the old traditional, in case you're wondering. All four readings for Reformation Sunday epitomize the heart of the Reformers' understanding. You have Jeremiah. The law is written on our hearts. We know deeply what our Creator expects and asks from us. The purpose and intention, that is, for human beings is pressed deep within the human being. Psalm 46, we're not supposed to fear God, but turn to God in any trouble and he will be our safe place. Romans, one of the ways that the law works is to reveal that we don't follow it. All fall short. Which then drives us to Christ's mercy, which then reveals God, who God is, in all of God's righteousness. That is the cross. That's God's righteousness. That's his heart, the image of his heart for us. And then John, sin isn't measured in little wrongdoings, little actions. Sin is the notion that humans are in control. In curvatus in se, in Latin, and we do have a number of students these days taking Latin. Anybody here? Just curious? See? Confirmation class. They keep me straight in confirmation class about that. In curvatus in se, which means turned in on the self. We're turned in on the self. See, we humans convince ourselves that there's really nothing wrong with us. All we need is some good advice, a little religious instruction, a self-help manual. Things will be fine. We stubbornly persist in the idea that we're in control of meaning, of life, of ourselves, and our own lives. And in this reading in John, Jesus bursts our bubble. Only God can make you free, he says. Note here, in John's gospel, the word does not equal the Bible. John's gospel begins, "The word was made flesh." In John's gospel, the deeper sense of the meaning, the word is Jesus himself. Now, the Reformers were not trying, with some of these understandings, to start a new religion. They perceived that a new religion of sorts was already being created, and they really wanted to get back to the sources, the source, the word, the gospel. On the other hand, Reformation Sunday is not a day to celebrate some sort of victory in history, as though, you know, they were wrong, we Protestants were right. Right? And the truth is, we can't. We can't do that because of the 30 years' war that came directly from the Reformation was one of the most destructive and longest wars in European history, far more deaths than World War II. And now, 500 years post-Reformation, Protestants have splintered into about 500 different denominations, not to mention those congregations that have been founded by individuals, such as our neighbor Fellowship Alliance Chapel. I mean, how could we boast splintered like this? Another phrase that I've heard about the Reformation in a lot in recent years is another Latin phrase, Ecclesio Reformata Semper Reformanda, which means that the church always is to be reformed. We're supposed to reform the church in all ages. Reformation Sunday, in my humble opinion, should never be grounded in the institutional church. I mean, if the institutional church is at the heart of faith, I mean, let me out of here right now, because no institutional church ever gets it right. On Reformation Sunday, we don't celebrate Martin Luther, we don't celebrate victory over Catholics, we don't even celebrate the heritage of the Lutheran Church. We might wish to hold those things high, and we have as Lutheran denomination in the past. But look at what happens. It means that we're in control in the end, the institutional church, us, which is exactly the opposite of what Jesus preached in John's gospel. See, on Reformation Sunday, we celebrate the one who's outside of our control, the one who reforms us into a new creation every Sunday as we gather together as a community, and every day as we interact with the Word and the communion of saints. On Reformation Sunday, we celebrate the one who makes us free, who comes to us through the living Word, preached, sung, spoken. Through the meal, he comes to us to free us from being enslaved to ourselves, turned inward. He frees us from having to prove ourselves to others, frees us from trusting possessions or appearances as some sort of mark of worth. Christ frees us from needing victory over other people. Christ frees us from sin and death and evil. And we need to be reformed all the time, not just every year on the last Sunday of the month of October, but every day. We need new hearts, softened hearts, grateful hearts. And we need this over and over again, because that old Adam and Eve that won't let us alone till we die, that self-centered one who entangles us every day with things that deaden our hearts and harm our neighbors, will always be around. So we celebrate today Reformation Sunday, being reformed in Christ, in the community of saints, through the Christ coming to us through the Word and the meal. Reformation Sunday, but not only Sunday. We need reformation Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. Thanks be to God for Christ, our continual, eternal reformer. Amen.